Alrighty, exploring head movies with Gary. That's the name of his show. As you just heard on the PSA, just dragging on as I'm trying to wait for things to open. It's my stall technique, but it's over now. You listen to CITR Radio 101.9 FM from UBC at Vancouver, British Columbia. 101.9 FM, say that already, CITR.ca. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. On the show tonight at around 10 o'clock, Diane, the band Diane, will be playing live on the air. It's going to be fantastic. They're going to be setting up in our very nice lounge area. We're going to plug them in. You're going to hear them at around 10 o'clock. So stick around for that for sure. You do not want to miss that. And until that happens, we're going to be playing some music from here and there. Going to talk a bit about Shindig, as always. We're deep into the semifinals now, and like every other DJ at the station, I'm going to talk a bit about the CITR 75th anniversary show that is happening this whole weekend of stuff, but mostly I'm going to talk about the big show on Saturday night at Chapel Arts, play some music from some of the bands, so stay tuned for that. And but let's get the show started tonight with some White Lung. This is a song called Bunny, because who doesn't like bunnies?
Yeah.
That was some Shearing Pinks from the album Which Role? Prisoner is the name of the song. Before that, some New Sensei. Swim, the name of the track. Sun Downing is the name of the album. White Lung started off the set with the song called Bunny from their latest Sorry, the name of the album. So, yeah, you got some Swim, Bunny, Prisoner. I don't know if you can make a sentence out of that. You are still listening to CITR Radio. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. On the show tonight, Diane live in studio in about 45 minutes time or so. Stick around for that. You do not want to miss it. They're going to be fantastic. I am going to now talk a bit about a thing that I talk about for the last 10 weeks or so. Shindig. Shindig is CITR's Battle of the Bands, or you call it music competition, where 27 bands every year compete for prizes and such. This past week was the first semifinals, and the first band to advance to the finals this year of Shindig is Teapot Hill, a very nice pop, folkish, rock, folky band. Very nice, really great musicians. They are the first band to advance to the finals. Next week, Tuesday night, at the Wherry Club, November 20th, three more bands will try to come out and play the best for you and try to make it to the finals of Shindig. And the three bands are Lunch Lady and Greenback High and also Classic Rick and his Classic Rockers. I am going to play some songs from each band for you now. Starting off with the first band that's going to be playing on Tuesday night. They are called Lunch Lady. This is a very recent song they put out on the Bandcamp website. I think it's a new website too. So this is Lunch Lady with a song called Motherwort on CITR.ca or 101.9 FM.
Looks like it's that time of the month again. I can feel it coming out. Drums. Oh.
That was Lunch Lady playing first next Tuesday night at the Wherry Club as part of Shindig. They are first at around 9 o'clock or so. Well, make it like 9:30 sharp probably. Go to that if you enjoy that song. I'm not going to play for you the second band that's going to be playing at the Shindig next Tuesday night. This is a band called Greenback High. And let's do a... let's play a longer song. Sure. All of Us or None on CITR. That was Greenback High on CITR. They're playing next Tuesday night as part of Shindig Semifinals number 2. They are playing in the number 2 spot. That was a song called All of Us or None. Greenback High on Shindig and CITR. Now I'm going to play for you the very last band that's going to be playing on Tuesday night at Shindig. They are called Classic Rick and his Classic Rockers. They got a Bandcamp site, a bunch of songs. I noticed they just added a new song on the site called Opus 37 in B sharp major Classico Richard. Good times. I'm wondering what's going to go. So it should be a very interesting show. This is Classic Rick, and I'm going to play it a one that they played at the Shindig. This is a song called Mighty Fine Time to Make Love on CITR.
Have you ever made love in the sunset? It's a mighty fine time to make love. Have you ever made love in the sunrise? Well, it's a mighty fine time to make love. Have you ever made love at high noon when the throbbing sun's at its highest point in the sky? 'Cause it's a mighty fine time to make love. Mighty fine time, yeah. Have you ever made love in the bedroom? 'Cause it's a mighty fine place to make love. Have you ever made love in the kitchen? It's a mighty fine place to make love. Have you ever made love in that tiny space between the dryer and the washing machine? 'Cause it's a mighty fine place to make love. It's a mighty fine place now. Mighty fine time. In a mighty fine place. So many times and places make love all throughout history. Let's take a time machine, baby, and see one or two or three. Have you ever made love in the 60s? It was a mighty fine time to make love. Have you ever made love in medieval Europe? It was a mighty fine place to make love. Have you ever made love standing next to Christopher Columbus just as he discovered? It was a mighty fine time to make love. Mighty fine time, yeah. It was a mighty fine time. It was a mighty fine time to make love. Have you ever made love? 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 Love in the kitchen, love in the bedroom, love at sunrise, love at sunset, love on a spaceship, love on a neck, love on the floor, yeah, baby, love, baby, love, making love.
Happy birthday to you. CITR is celebrating the 75th anniversary of UBC Radio Excellence, 30 years on the FM dial, and 30 years of Discorder magazine. Your one and only CITR 101.9 FM is inviting all CITR alumni and friends to our alumni weekend this November 16th and 17th. On the 16th, we'll be kicking it live on location at Perch on 337 Hastings around 5 p.m. for some beers, cheers, and cooling with peers. The 17th, come to Thea's Lounge for some Give Us Your Love brunch at 11 a.m. Find out more about what's going down at the station and the progress we have made over the years. Shortly after, join us for tours of our beloved station and learn about our space in the new sub. Come to our birthday party on Saturday evening at Chapel Arts with CITR alumni Lisa Marr and Culture Shock performing, as well as Gang Signs, Fine Mist, Carolyn Mark, and Channels 3 and 4. Reminisce about the good old days, bumping the shows of the past, as we have dedicated this special weekend to hearing our alumni on the airwaves. So come and cool out with us on the freaking weekend and have you some fun. But don't forget to register for events. Visit CITR.ca for more details.
The UBC Learning Exchange Trek program wants you to get involved in your community. Learn about important social issues while volunteering at inner-city schools or nonprofit organizations. You'll also get to meet other UBC students in a fun and supportive environment. See how your talent and skills can make a difference in your community. Participate throughout the term or during reading week. Check out www.learningexchange.ubc.ca/CITR to find out more.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
We'll be right back. Thank you. My neck is sore, but I won't say why. Cause it's a kind of pain that doesn't make me wanna cry. Every day I have to choose, and every night I seem to lose. Cause when I don't go through that door, my life just seems like such a bore. And he's asking me to please relax. Well, I will after I put on my pants. And then he accused that I was confused. And I said this, whatever you like, and thanked him for a terrible night.
There's a bed and it lets me rest my head. Oh, oh. Warm from a man with hardened hands, and he lets me sing.
That was Julie Duran, brand new album, So Many Days, with a song called By the Lake. Julie is playing tomorrow night at the Waldorf on Hastings and Clarkish area. Early show, playing with Village, a local band, Vancouver band, who played on this show about a month ago. Village and Julie Duran, early show. So go and check that out if you like what you just heard. Before Julie, I played some Pups and Movie Land. They are also playing a show tomorrow night, a later show, at Pat's Pub. I think starts at around 9 or 10. So you can, in theory, they're all on the same street. Walk between, it's like, I don't know, like a 15-minute walk or less, probably. So, yeah, you can do both shows. So tomorrow night at Pat's Pub, it's Pubs, Movie Land, and also Love Cuts, I believe. That's the two shows you can go to and enjoy. Before those bands, I played some Aunts and Uncles from the Safe Amp compilation. Fictional is the name of the song. Very nice track. And before that, some Shindig bands. As I was mentioning, next Tuesday night is the second semifinals of Shindig. You only got three more to go to. Lunch Lady, Greenback High, and Classic Rick are the band that is playing that night, Tuesday night, at the Railway. Diane is going to be playing live on the show very shortly. Probably looking at about 15 to 20 minutes time when they will be live on the air. Do not go anywhere. You are going to enjoy it. Switching gears now. Is that what people say? I think that's what they say. 75th year, CITR. That's how long we have been on the air. Out in some one way or another. I think in the very beginning, it was some closed circuit intercom radio that was going on at the university. But anyways, the idea of the Student Radio Society has been around for about 75 years. We're celebrating it with a big weekend of fun and excitement, the pinnacle of which might be the big show at Chapel Arts happening this Saturday night with Carol and Mark and the new best friends, some Channels 3 and 4, some Culture Shock, Miss Mara and Friends, it's Lisa Mara from Cub, Gang Signs, and this band, Five Mist. So I'm going to play for you a track from Five Mist, and then hopefully some Channel 3 and 4 to boot. Let's see how it goes. This is the song called Because It's the Ocean.
That's what I'm supposed to be. AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taken to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
My address is 294 Salisbury Street.
I can't understand you. You need to speak English.
Hey, Polly, that remark is totally inappropriate. I know you're new here, but this is a safe harbor office. We're committed to treating all of our clients respectfully.
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for All. Pass it on.
She's a band.
I'm sick and tired of hearing your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pick my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
This one's called Go Fish, and it's the first song off our upcoming record. It's a 6-song, 7-inch out on Mint, and it's called Pep, and it should be available to you on October 10th. We're hoping. Okay, are we ready, Cubs? Go Fish. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Underneath the water where everything is pretty, I'm
Okay, this is the part where I usually do some banter with the audience, but there's no audience.
That was Cub from 1992, October 1st, 1992, when they were on live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. This program, that was before my time. I wasn't even at UBC then. That's when they said upcoming album. The song I played was Go Fish. Cub playing, well, one member of Cub is playing tomorrow night as part of the CITR extravaganza party. I play for you some Famous, some Channel 3 and 4, some Cub, a little taste of what may happen tomorrow night, not tomorrow night, Saturday night at Chapel Arts as part of the CITR 75th anniversary party show. In the vein of old Thunderbird Radio Health stuff, because it is 75th anniversary, 5th, whatever, anniversary of the show of CITR, I'm going to play some old stuff that I found in the archives on the show. The show was started ages ago before I even was, well, maybe I was born, but it was before my time. Many, many hosts has done this program. Many, many bands has played on the show. I'll give you a couple samples of some of the bands that played back in the 90s. And after that, in about hopefully 10, 20 minutes time or shorter, Diane will be playing live in studio in the present for you, a current band as opposed to these old and some defunct bands. Okay, this is from 1994. They are a band called Gaze. Gaze, Rose Melberg was in that band. I don't know if she was in this, played in this, but she was in the band, as I remember. But doesn't really say, because you never know sometimes band members changes. But anyways, this is Gaze. They played here on September 15th, 1994. This is a song called Eric Idle, as they played on this program.
Wow. And this song is called Eric Idle. And this is for Nardwar.
Thank you. crown, run you over with their cars, leave you spread across the tar. I'm daydreaming all day, you take my thoughts away. Some people walk by, watching them with your nervous eye. Leave me on my pie, your bedroom in the sky. I'm daydreaming all day, you take my thoughts away. Playing in the shade, are you playing tag? Are you playing tag?
We'd like to thank the Bonaduccis for dancing. Bye, Rebel.
Oh, thanks for thanks Nardor for asking us to play tonight. Bonaduccis are next.
Right.
Bye.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was Half Chinese from the album We Were Pretending to Be, a nice vinyl record. China Creek was the name of the song. Before that, I played three tracks from archive selections of Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. That was when Nargwar used to host it, and along with Evan Simmons. Play some Cub. I did some Gaze, two Vancouver bands. And then the last one is a band called Bell. They are from Winnipeg, and they had a song called Tag. Bells eventually sort of merged into a band called Paper Moon, and Paper Moon actually ended up playing on this show when they were briefly a Vancouver band for about a year or so when two of the main members moved here. Anyways, so that was that. If you're here, listen to Diane. They are doing a sound check right now. They got in a little bit late. They will be on very shortly. You will not miss anything if you stay tuned to the station. Diane on the air very, very soon. I'm going to try to play more music here and there. Until that happens, there is a band that is having a 10-year anniversary show. They're called Collapsing Opposites. This show is at the same time as the CITR 75th anniversary party, but it's at Lanaloo, which is less than a block away from Chapel Arts. So in theory, if you like, you can go back and forth between the shows, which is what I'm going to do. The band is Collapsing Opposite. Their very first show was at Shindig, and I was there at the show. The cool thing about Collapsing Opposite is that it's been on for 10 years, and on the Bandcamp, he actually has a lot of his Ocean songs on it too. So I'm actually going to play a song that he played back in Shindig. I'm pretty sure he played it. It was on the demo that I listened to when he submitted for Shindig, and I do remember the song pretty well. Here we go. This is some old Collapsing Opposites.
Jesus Christ's sperm had access to a time warp. He fucked his mother before he was born. He was his own dad. Miraculous conception. Isn't that miraculous when you have a time machine? Jesus, Oedipus. 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 About the Industrial Revolution, economic Darwinism's led us into communism. Strength in numbers, they survive. Will indie still be subsidized? Team players with no eyes are always keen to compromise. The Western rise of Buddhism suppressed desires and passions. And like the robes of Mao Zedong, we wear the corporate uniform. Sacrifice the needs of one to benefit everyone. At least that's what my boss told me during job training week.
You need someone to talk to? If you are seeking a listener who is non-judgmental, confidential, and familiar with resources, then a Speakeasy volunteer might be able to help you. AMS Speakeasy is a peer support service located in the North Concourse of the sub. If you would like to speak to someone, come to the desk and tell a volunteer, or ring the doorbell located behind the desk.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, and I just put some lozenges in my mouth. Not good radio. A little bit of clickety-clack, but what are you going to do? It's soothing. You just heard some Mormon Crosses. Split Negative is the name of the track. Before that, some Coban, some Bronwich, and some Collapsing Opposite. So this is still Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR at UBC, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And now it's time to switch into the live